We're living at an odd political moment in America. For the past 3 decades or so, those of us who answer to the name liberal have seen ourselves demonized by conservatives and by their conscious and unconscious allies in the media as weak, elitist, out of touch, lacking in moral fiber, unpatriotic, unwilling to stand up for ourselves, and a general pox on the body politic. All the politicians with aspirations outside of the deep blue regions of the Northeast insist that not only are they not one of those dreaded liberals, they're not sure they've even met one, at least not that they can remember. The word liberal has been employed as the political equivalent of an untreatable but potentially containable social disease, the kind that could be contracted merely by going to a foreign movie, or ordering a decaf latte, or worse, a glass of French wine. Ever since Richard Nixon walloped George McGovern in the presidential election of 1972, political pundits have treated as a truism the proposition that liberals are out of step with the rest of the nation, and therefore all but unelectable outside the precincts of the Northeast, give or take a college town here or a ski resort there. During the course of every presidential election for the past 40 years now, Republicans have sought to wield the word liberal as if it were a 6-gauge shotgun. Senator Kerry is rated as the most liberal member of the United States Senate, and he chose a fellow lawyer who is the 4th most liberal member of the United States Senate, President Bush joked. Back in Massachusetts, that's what they call balancing the ticket. Asked to respond, the man from Massachusetts complained but did not defend. It's not real, Kerry told USA Today about the Massachusetts liberal tag. That stuff is just old hokey that just doesn't stand up. People know it's a lot of malarkey. His running mate, North Carolina's John Edwards, was hardly more forthcoming. Asked by ABC's Ted Koppel, "Are you a liberal?" he responded, "No, I don't believe in labels, first of all. I don't think they mean anything. I think what John Kerry and I are is mainstream America." As Newt Gingrich has pointedly observed, Kerry says labels are misleading because he understands labels are the end of his campaign. Indeed, even Rush Limbaugh proved uncharacteristically accurate when he pointed out that conservatives evince no such reticence when it comes to labeling. "Somebody calls me a conservative," he teased his tongue-tied opponents. "I flex my muscles and say, 'Yeah, baby. You want to call me a right-winger?' I say, 'Hell yes, I'm a right-winger.' But you call them liberals, they don't want any part of it. They get defensive. What do you mean by that? Why do you have to always say the L-word? You know that that doesn't mean anything." Well, it does. It means a lot. As neoliberal pundit Michael Kinsley pointed out during the 2004 Democratic Convention, it's true enough that this is a moment when the Democrats are called upon to reject extreme liberalism, whatever that may be, and to embrace moderation. But that is only because every moment is such a moment. He termed this meme one of the very safest in all of punditry, which, as the old song goes, is really saying something.